Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with
my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious, Heavenly Father, once again, as we open your word, Father, we're asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us this evening, to give us the guidance that we need, Father, and to give us knowledge and wisdom, the knowledge of your word and the wisdom to use it. Now be with us throughout the remainder of this evening, and we ask this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. Before we get into the service, I wanted to share something with you. It's going to take just a few minutes, but you know, the church has been supporting several different things monthly. We send every month to the Jewish Voice, which supports the homeless, the children and all in Israel, which we're supposed to stand in Israel. We send to them every month. I send to St. Jude's Children's Hospital here in the United States every month because they never charge a family for what they do for the kids. They never get a bill. They furnish them when the children are critical or anything. They never have to pay for a place to stay or anything. And then I send to WJCR Food Bank every month because they will help anybody at any time. I just took a family down this month and got them help where they had been laid off from work because of this virus. But I also support a children's school here in the U.S. An Indian school that has a lot of orphan children. It's the Cheyenne and Crow Nation Indians. Well, the children sent me a gift, and I wanted all of you to share it. I hadn't opened it to see it even myself. I thought we'd all take a look at it at the same time.
Well, if you're going to do that, you should have had it on video. You said it was something we can't see. Why can't they see it if it's on video? Anyway, whatever. You said they couldn't see it. Yeah, they can see it.
They can see it. It's on video.
Yeah. He said they couldn't see it, so I didn't put the video up.
Well, I didn't know you saw video. I knew you saw the phone, but I didn't know it was video.
Right.
Then, what do you think? That shine and cross.
All right.
They sent that to me as a gift because we send to them every month to support that school and those children. Now, we also support a children's orphanage in Israel. That's what this ministry does with its money. So all of you that hear me, and you know what happens with the money, they can, and you want to help us and help us carry on with this. Plus, we also help those that are in need that we can get to help. That we just got done helping a family this month. Now, you can help by sending a donation to the church at 505 Newton Road, Gustin, Kentucky, or you can send it. Well, I'll have to let someone else tell you about that because I'm not enough up on the internet. I'll get Kenny. Kenny's coming up. He's going to be speaking. I'll let him tell you how you can send it to the church through the internet. So that's what I have for you. So now we'll get Kenny up here, and he can tell you how you can send in a donation to us, and he's going to be speaking for you this evening.
Someone's
going to call. You can do it. Oh. Second,
I can't remember.
Got to get him up a little straighter, Kenny.
Yeah, I know that. Give me a second. Hold on. I don't have to get another chair. I can't get with one chair. These chairs are out of the middle. It's going to take all your chairs so you can't be sitting moving around all over. I don't move around.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to have to laugh at everything.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Good evening, wherever you're at here on planet Earth. So sorry about the delay doing a Facebook Live video and also recording to upload to YouTube at the same time. So isn't that exciting? So before I get started with God's Word, Pastor had mentioned the
where's that blanket at? I'll show this on video so people can see. What Indian tribe is this from?
Cheyenne and Crow.
So beautiful. Excuse me. Sorry, I have a frog in my throat. we supply, we sent some money to a Indian nation, a Crow and what?
Cheyenne
Indian Nation
school
to support the kids in the schools, and they send us this beautiful blanket. Isn't that nice? Isn't that pretty? That is really beautiful, huh?
Yes.
And excuse me, left all my water in the truck. Sorry. My apologies. So we're going to open up with prayer here, and then we'll get started with God's Word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, tonight for this Word that you've given your servant. And Father, may this Word enrich the lives of everyone within the sound of my voice. Over the internet, Father, and on video, and on Facebook, Father, that these words will transform people's lives. And Father, just continue to bless your servant with your spirit and bring forth from this message that which your people need to hear. And we ask this to be done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, praise God. We were into, I believe it was, so Matthew 21 last, where we did the, yeah, I can remember.
No, Luke 21.
Luke 21. Okay. See how much I'm paying attention here. So we'll be in Luke chapter 21 tonight. Good Lord willing, we'll go ahead and finish that. Actually, I like Matthew, but Luke is very good.
Luke was Matthew 24.
Well, where were we teaching?
Same thing.
Same thing? Matthew 24. All right, so Luke 21, we'll pick it up here. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw into a certain poor widow casting in tithe thither 2 mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all they have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all of the living that she had. And as the same spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be, and what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall be there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought there before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. So I'll go ahead and read the whole chapter. We'll see what the Lord gives us tonight, how far I will go. Verse 16, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your pestilence
in your patience, possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is near. Now let them which are in Judea flee into the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, and all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captives into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the seas and waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming on a cloud, in a cloud, with power and great glory. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth near. And he spake it to them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of yourselves that summer is now near at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see the things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is near at hand. Verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the day time he was teaching in the temple, and at the night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. And we'll just ask the blessing and the reading of this word. Father, you continue to bless your spirit, me with your spirit, and bring forth from this what all of us need to hear, Father, but that Holy Spirit. Give us your words, and in Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, this is a pretty tough chapter. Before church, we got a message from our president wanting to crack down on more, all government employees going to have to be vaccinated and or wear a mask, you know. So he's talking about fearful times in here and pestilences, which is a disease. And there's a lot of things going on right now that we're seeing in God's word. And it is a fearful time. Not for me, because I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But there are many who don't walk in faith with Jesus Christ. They don't know Jesus. So they are going to obey whatever the rules are out of fear and just do what they're told. So these people are the ones that are lost and dying in the world. Many of them will just obey whatever government edict or law or rule that is passed. And indeed, we are supposed to obey God's, you know, the laws of the land. Romans 12 will teach you that, or that's Romans 12, right? So, but we have to put God first. God comes first, not our government, not the laws. And that's what the devil is trying to break with all mankind. He's trying to break us and not and take us away from our faith in Jesus Christ. So let's get into this. Luke 21, verse 1. And he, meaning Jesus, looked up and saw the rich man casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain widow casting in thither, or in there, two mites. I don't know how much a mite is, but I'm thinking it's pretty small. So it's not very much money. So verse 3, and he said, of a truth I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have in their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. So they gave, when they had millions of dollars, right, they gave 10%, right? Which is a lot for people who are poor. But this woman gave in two mites, and that's all the money she had. She did not have any more money, right? So that's everything. See, that's what he's saying here. For all these have given out of their abundance, but she of her penury or poverty, out of her poverty, right, put in everything she had. See, this is the thing that God speaks of us. He wants us to be fully committed, right? So if it's whatever in our faith and our walk with God, we have to be fully committed, and we can't be halfway about it in life. Because we need to know, as people going to church, you know, like I would go to church as a boy. I did not know God. I did not know what God was. Right, but I had to put on nice clothes and show up every day, every Sunday, and you know, it wasn't it was more like something you were supposed to do, right? You show up, right? You'll get it eventually, right? So a lot of churches are doing that. They're not teaching God's word, which is truth. God is truth, so they are not teaching people that they have to be committed, that they have to do something about not only their own lives, but they have to be teaching God's word every day and studying God's word every day. Verse 6, as for these things which ye have, behold, the days will come in which there shall none be left one stone upon the other that shall not be thrown down. And he's talking there about the temple, which was destroyed in A.D. 70. So it was completely torn down. Verse 7, and they ask him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things come to pass? See, Jesus is going to tell them here, a lot of people want signs. Well, it's kind of like whether it's a business or whatever it is, or a drug or whatever it is. If you have success, then I'll believe you, right? They don't want it. You know, if this Jesus and God thing is really working, then maybe I'll show up to church. They don't want to have faith. They want you to have faith, and they want to believe in what you believe. It don't work like that, right? You got to believe, whether, you know, in anything you're doing. You know, if it's business, but most especially if it's the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Or, you know, if it, whatever it is that you're doing in life, you have to have a belief that you're doing the right thing and you believe it will work. Because otherwise, it's just a waste of time. And a lot of people show up for church or doing something with their life, and they have no faith in what they're doing. They don't believe in what they're doing. They don't know why they're there. They don't know what they should be doing. And, you know, unless you are committed to what you believe, right, you're never going to win anybody over to Christ. Or anything else you're doing in life, you have to have that faith. Amen? So we got to have that faith. He's telling us in verse 8, and he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye so hear, so we'll stop here for a second. We are not to follow false Christs. There's a lot of businesses out here, using God's name, right? They put Christian in there, or they wear a cross or something, right? They're trying to use God and his name, right, to sell a product or get you to believe that they're good. That doesn't work, right? Only God is good. Even Jesus says that, right? Only one is good. And one wasn't him. He's not referring to him, right? He's referring to the Father. Amen. Although he was the only one that could say he was good, but he had to fulfill the law, so he couldn't boast. The same reason, and the pastor was talking about that in the last message, about baptism in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He could not say baptize in my name. If he did that, he would not have fulfilled the law. He had to honor the Father, right, to the end. So that's why with the baptism, right, he had to fulfill the law. So we're not supposed to follow anything that's false. A lot of people are, a lot of things out there claiming to be God, Christ. I see it in a lot of people. They wear, you know, cross around their neck, or, you know, they'll go to church, and it makes them feel good or feel better, but they don't believe, right? It's, Paul was talking, I think it's in Acts, you know, where the, you know, they were trying to preach the Jesus Paul was preaching, right? Well, that don't work, right? He's got to be in you to come out of you. So if Jesus is not inside of you, it's never going to come out of you. Amen? Verse 9, but when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. For these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by, or just yet, right? So this is the thing. We can't be deceived by those that are faking, you know, and there's been many, like, you know what I mean, Branch Davidians, right? The government burned them down. I don't think it was right, but there's a lot of, was that in Guyana down there? Jim Jones, right? They drank the Kool-Aid, and right, and you'll make heaven your home. No, right? Just die, and you'll make heaven your home. No, I mean, there's a lot of false Christs out here, a lot of false ways. We're not to be deceived, but we're not also to be terrified of wars and rumors of wars. And there are many people, you know, caught up in wars. Nice lady on our prayer list, she's a partner with my internet business in South Africa. You know, there's a lot of commotion going on down there, you know, burning stores and a lot of looting and stuff like that going on there now. And, you know, she was telling me that a few weeks ago. So, you know, there's a lot of wars and rumors of wars going on around the world. And I don't know how many in our government that we are fighting, war on terror, war on poverty, a lot of wars. Don't take that wrong, right? There's lots of wars going on that we kind of were not aware of. War on drugs, you know, war on terror, that kind of thing. All right, verse 10, then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. Now, diverse, you know, is various, but it can also mean, obviously, in deep in the earth, right? Like diving. There's different definition for diverse, but various places. I mean, we have a lot of earthquakes. I remember in California, and, you know, I lived out there. It was at the 90 Northridge earthquake. I'm telling you, that was the scariest thing I've ever done. I've been through. Is the Northridge earthquake. It's weird to see walls twist like this. And, I mean, I got out of the building because it's all concrete, right? He twisted up and it's on the ground, right? So it was really scary. And I was on the fifth floor with no elevator. So, I mean, it was crazy. Yeah, it was a crazy time. It's like, man, I can't get down these steps fast enough, right? So But there's a lot of earthquakes and that goes on, famines, pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. You know, beautiful rainbows, amazing things that happen. You know, God can do amazing things. Because, and he can stop, and we talked about this a little bit in the last service that we had. God actually can stop time. I don't know how many of you noticed that, right? It comes up at least twice in the Bible that I'm aware of, right? So, yeah, God made time go back, and also God stopped time for a whole day. So God can stop time. I know so because it's in God's word. Amen? So don't tell me you don't have time. Right? God can make time. God can give you, get more done in one day than you normally could or ever could. Because he set the sun to hold still for a whole day, 24 hours. And you can Google that and look that up if you'd like. Astronomers have found that to be true and accurate, according to God's word. God's word is more accurate than an eyewitness testimony. So just imagine that. Somebody following you around with a video camera all day, God's word's more accurate than that. All right, so fearful sights. A lot of things going on. 12, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you. Who? Who's you? That's those of us that are born again, child of the living God. So many of you watching this video, they're going to be laying hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. So for Jesus' name's sake, right, we are going to be dragged before, you know, the courts and the rulers of our land for being Christian. And I know there's a pastor in a country where this word, right, I don't think even a Bible is allowed in some of these countries. And I know there's a pastor who won't be watching this video.
Several countries.
Yeah. So this
can't take a Bible.
This teaching I'm giving on here tonight for Facebook going out to a lot of people where it is forbidden right now. And I'm here to tell you our government is trying to outlaw it here to take the name of Jesus away, right? And this Bible is being called hate speech. That's not a joke. So we need to be standing firm and trusting in God. Amen? It's not a joke. But yes, if you're going to call yourself a Christian, I hear this sometimes, right, well, I just have to go to church and right, God will accept me and I don't have to do nothing, right? We got church right up the road here from us. You show up, if the church will have you, right? right, you've got salvation. I'm pretty sure that's not how that works, right? If so, I would never be a preacher. I'd just stay out there and I wouldn't change my behavior and I can do whatever I was doing before I was a Christian, right? I can still show up for church. I got salvation. So I'm good to go, right? No, that's not how that works. So 13, we're in Luke chapter 21, those of you watching. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. So what this means is like us right now, it's an opportunity for witness because many are terrified because of this virus. I got to get a vaccine. Oh, my God, I've got to have a vaccine. I got to wear a mask, right? See, they're terrified. And, you know, it is a pestilence. The disease does kill people. I'm not here denying that or disputing that. But we are supposed to trust in God to provide for us. Amen? This can't be just empty words on a page. If so, then we're all wasting our time here. These are not empty words. We are to put trust in God. Those three Hebrew children, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, actually went through the fire, and Jesus was there with them. That's right. So, be not afraid. There's a lot in the Bible tells us not to be afraid. So, he says here in verse 14, settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay. Gainsay means to contradict or resist. Now imagine that. I came to church tonight. I forgot where we were at last week. So I didn't prepare any lesson. In fact, to be honest with you, I forgot my glasses at home. So I had to go back home to get my glasses. Yeah, I know, I'm on the ball today. So the thing is, you know, you teach through the Spirit. I'm not going to waste any 4 or 5 days or 10 days on a sermon. I don't know what you need to hear. I said there's people watching right now in countries where the Bible is forbidden. So I don't know what they need to hear, right? So I can't just prepare a message for somebody I don't know. It's not my word. I can't teach. You know, I'm not a mind reader, but God is. God knows all people. God is omniscient. He does know all people. I do not. So that's why I am a servant, not a master. So, you know, back to 13, you know, now is an opportunity to witness. You don't have to trust in, you know, drugs. You don't have to trust in government. You don't have to trust, you know, in this world and everything it has to offer, right? You don't have to trust in your business. You don't have to trust in, you know, in your family even. Jesus told us to put God first, right? That's not a joke. Now, we love our family, but there's a process, right? First commandment, don't say anything about family. Pretty sure God comes first, and that's the way it's always got to be. Some people don't like that, right? Family has to come first. No, not actually. God has to come first. Now, it's a good thing to have a godly family. That's not what it said, right? But we obey his word first as a priority over anything in life. Amen? So settle in your hearts and do not meditate before what you'll answer. God will give you the words. That's what we're doing tonight. I teach through the Spirit. I did no study. I mean, I do study of my own, but I do no lesson plan. You know, I don't spend 4 or 5 days on what I'm going to say. I don't teach like that. I teach through the Spirit. 16, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. That's family right there. Wasn't I just talking about family? This is why you can't put family first. They will turn you in quicker than your enemy will. I don't know how many of you know that. But he does, Pastor Tony does. But if you don't know that, you better wake up. Your family knows you, and they know you're walking with Jesus. Right? Like he left, he followed Jesus Christ. His mom and dad wouldn't talk to him for a whole year. Same room. No joke. I got family haven't talked to me. Boy, I know it's probably been 25 years because I stopped going to that church. That's it. It's not like I moved to another planet. I just stopped going to that church. I got family haven't talked to me in over 25 years. And I don't hate these people. Now, if I see them in a grocery store back home where I grew up in Illinois, they would probably say hi. But they ain't going to call me. They ain't going to message me on Facebook, right? They will not, they're not going to do that. It's nothing personal. It's not a personal attack. I'm fine with it. You want to call yourself Baptist or Catholic or whatever you want to call yourself. I'm fine with it. I don't stop talking to people because they go to another church. I think that's wrong. But that's, you know, because I follow God's word. I don't follow a church. Amen? You don't follow family because that's, I'll read this again. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and brethren and friends, sorry. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. They don't want to hear the truth and they don't want you to teach the truth to anyone else. See, they're serving the enemy. They are not serving God. Not everybody in your family is going to make heaven their home. I know that's a horrible thing to admit and to say. And I'm sure Pastor Tony's preached many a funeral not knowing where that person went, how they lived their life. See, that gets difficult, right? Because, you know, like Deacon Dennis was teaching the default position, and he had something great there, Brother Dennis. That's pretty awesome. Our default position is hell for all mankind. What that means is we have to fulfill that plan of salvation, right? If you don't, your default is going to hell in the lake of fire automatically. So you don't have to do anything to go to hell in the lake of fire. It's free.
Yep.
You don't have to believe in Jesus. You don't have to go to church. You can live your life however you want and make hell and the lake of fire your home. That's the easiest thing on earth to do is, not make heaven your home. But that gift of eternal life is also free. Because like I was teaching there, you know, actually the other day, I was teaching on Psalms 34. You know, the devil does not take care of his own. It's all promises, but it's all lies, right? Like a lot of the business things you see, hey, make millions of dollars a day or a week or, you know, whatever. It's all lies, right? You can't, well, you can doing illegal things, right? There's people doing illegal things, making millions of dollars an hour, right? Absolutely, right? But not honestly. I don't believe that. Very few. There may be a few, but very few. And God is with those people, right? But they turn around and help others. They give that money away. They love one another, right? A lot of these people give away more than they, you know what I mean, they keep for themselves. So be mindful that your family and your friends, right, will turn you in quicker than anybody on earth. Now, I'm sorry. That's an ugly truth. And you're reading it right here. It's not me. You can follow along. Luke chapter 21, verse 16. That's the bottom line, people. So you got God, and that's pretty much it. And those that are like-minded, meaning they are born again, child of the living God. And that's what you got. Not money, not going to help you. Family, your friends are not going to help you. So you better be studying this Bible. You better put God first, not just on a page, not just reading a book. You have to put him first in your life because there's coming a time where this book will not be able to be taught. And in case several people watching this video right now are in countries right now, right over there on that phone, they're watching where they don't, this Bible is illegal. It's not allowed. You can't teach. I'm not sure that you can even have one in some of these countries. If you get caught, right, it won't be good. I'm not sure what they do to them, but it won't be good. All right, 17, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. How many people will hate you with all men? How about women? What does that mean, women too? Women gonna hate me too? Yeah. All people will hate you because of Jesus. So some of the preachers, what's his name, Joel Osteen? Oh, you're gonna get blessed. You're gonna, it's great. I went to his church. It's a converted basketball stadium, right? And the Houston Rockets used to play there, the Compaq Center. That's what it used to be called. He will. But the thing is, right? He never teaches about any bad things ever going to happen to you. I've never heard any bad things.
Greatest teachers what?
He holds up the Bible in the beginning of the church service. I don't see him reading no scripture. So this is where you can follow along. So this is the thing. I don't falsely teach, neither does Pastor Tony. You can follow along. I tell you where we're at. We're in Luke chapter 21, verse 17. No, that's bad. I want people to like me. I want to be loved, right? You put God first, you put Jesus first. I just told you. I got family have not talked to me in over 25 years. So if you think family going to love you when you got Jesus inside of you, not going to happen. You put truth first, not family. Truth first, not business. Truth first, not anything else in life. You'll find out you're not as welcome as you thought you were. They're not going to like you. They're not going to want to listen to you. Because of Jesus, for his name's sake, it's not because of us. 18, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. So you give us the bad part first, right? The bad news first. Right? So, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. You got to put your trust in God. Right now I'm unemployed. I can't actually find out if I can get another driving job or not. I've been driving 21 years. I got a ticket earlier this year. Now, I'm going to run out of money about a week or so. Now, should I be terrified? Should I be fearful? Should I trust in God? See, it's kind of a cheap saying, but it's not, right? You never know that God is all you need until that's all you have. And I'm here to tell you, God is all you have. These people have got billions and trillions of dollars, the first trillion ministry. These people have got helicopters and jet planes, preaching the word of God. I don't know about these people. I don't see that in God's word. I think Jesus would fly coach if he had to. Or take a boat. But the thing is we got to put God first. And there's a price for that. And we got to be willing to pay it. So no matter what you do in life that's worthwhile, primarily Jesus Christ, our faith and making heaven our home should be the most thing that's worthwhile in our life, to make sure that we make heaven our home. And we got Deacon Dennis was teaching us about, was it 70% don't even believe in hell? I don't know how you can believe in heaven if you don't believe in hell. And that's the thing, that there's an English word like blur. What it means is if I take these glasses off and I try to read, right, some of the letters are going to get blurred. Or I can't see clear, right, up close. I need the glasses. Now I can read that big a letter on the back wall just fine. But it gets blurry. The enemy is trying to blur truth and lies, right and wrong, to make it the same. So it doesn't matter. You can believe whatever you want. It's okay. Now you're doing that all day, every day. Just put God in the name. Wear a cross around your neck. Elvis had I forgot what the Muslims wear around their necks. He had that. He also had a cross and a Star of David, because he wasn't sure where he was going to go when he ended up. You can Google that. That's why he wore those three different religions around his neck, because he wasn't just for sure. I mean, trust me, you want to know where you're going to end up, you die tonight. You don't want to wake up right in the wrong place. Spend eternity in the wrong place. So we don't have to be afraid. There are not a hair of your head perish. 19, in your patience possess ye your souls. Amen. You know, that's the problem. The enemy is always working, at least on my patience. But he is working on all of our patience to attack us. Amen. He wants to destroy our patience so we can take the easy road, right? Just do this business, or just go to this other church because you only have to sit for 20 minutes. They don't need you to give them any money. Right? I forgot to give the PayPal link. I'll get to that after, before we end. That's what I was supposed to do when we started. But Pastor asked me to do that. But the thing is the easy road, right, doesn't lead to success spiritually. Walking with Almighty God takes time. It takes patience. You have to grow. Like I made a message out here last week when I was here, or it might have been Sunday, you know, about this corn out here. You can't just drop a seed in the ground and it be up tomorrow. Right? It takes time. It takes patience. So likewise, we have to study God's word every day. If we do that, then we can grow spiritually. Then we can have that faith that we need, we have to have, to walk in newness of life. Amen? 20. We're in Luke chapter 21, verse 20. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, and know that the desolation thereof is near, surrounded. That's what compassed means. You know, there's many times, and you can read it in the Psalms or David, if I was surrounded by tens of thousands, I shall not fear. I will not be afraid. That's the kind of faith we need to have. And if we all had that, if we called ourselves Christian and we had that kind of faith in Almighty God and Jesus Christ, this world we live in would be a whole lot different. Instead of people just calling themselves Christian and just expecting to make heaven their home, I promise you that don't work. All right, it just doesn't. So we have to walk in newness of life. Amen. 21, then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, or like justice or punishment, right? That all things which are written may be fulfilled. Like I was telling you, the Bible is more accurate than an eyewitness testimony, so we have to read this Bible. Because I'm here to tell you all, you may not know this, Satan is supernatural. He was an angel of God. He knows every word in this book. Is the most beautiful angel. I see these always the cartoon with the pitchfork and the right and the horns. That's not so. He can be the most beautiful woman on the planet, the most handsome man on the planet, the wealthiest man on the planet. It's not always a pitchfork and horns. Okay, do not be deceived. The devil can be extremely beautiful and sexy and wonderful and rich and everything you've ever wanted. You just got to watch that. You got to try that spirit, test that spirit. Amen? So do not be, seduced into the dark side, as we say. Don't be seduced by the enemy and his trickery. 23, but woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck. So they're nursing an infant, right, a baby. In those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon his people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Trodden means trampled, means once again, Jerusalem going to be destroyed. And I mean crushed. That was the west wall there. There won't be no walls left.
So they're going to have to stay and hide in the valley.
Right. So they got to run for their lives. And that's coming. 25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity. What is this, COVID-19? That sounds like perplexity to me. Wear a mask. Don't wear three masks. Get a vaccine. You don't need a mask. Now you need a mask and a vaccine. Is that perplexing, or is that the wrong definition?
Face shield.
Got to have face shield. So that to me is perplexing. That's perplexing. They keep changing the rules, right, to take away your freedom and liberty. Just do what we say and you can have freedom. I am here tonight to tell you there is only spiritual freedom in Christ. Yes, I love America. It is, in my opinion, the greatest nation on earth. But the only freedom we have is going to be spiritual. That's all the freedom we will ever have. So don't be trying to go somewhere, right? Freedom is in Christ. Amen? It's not in a country necessarily, right? It's the most free country on earth is America for now, the moment. And I thank God for that. But true freedom is spiritual. It's not physical. Amen? Well, you're free from sin. You're free from want, like I was teaching Psalms 34 the other day. Right? I mean, there's a lot in the Psalms about being free of want. God will take care of our needs. That's pretty awesome. How many people on earth have want? There's no need for that. Like I said, I'm unemployed. I'm trusting in God. God going to provide for me, right? Because he knows what I need. But I also trust in him. That doesn't mean I sit at home all day, right? I'm going to go visit my mother tomorrow. But the thing is that I'm waiting on the Lord. Doesn't mean I'm lazy, right? Some are lazy saying they're waiting on God. There's a difference, right? I trust in God. And he will provide for me. So this is going to be a big, big, bad time here. And there will be a time where one-third of the day will be gone. One-third of the sunlight will be gone. One-third of the stars will be gone. It's in the book of Revelation. Do you have any idea? I grew up on a farm. Do you have any idea how much loss of heat that will be? Light here on earth. And we're talking at night. You know how many, trillions of stars? I don't know how many stars there are. I don't know if anybody knows how many stars there are. One third of those will be gone. So you think it's dark at night when it's cloudy? It's going to be like that with the stars. One third of less stars. One third less sunlight, which means probably one third less oxygen for trees. Because it gets cold enough, trees aren't going to grow in the Arctic. They're not going to produce that oxygen, and we eat food. If we eat animals, animals eat food. Food grows with sunlight. So be mindful of all these things, right? Don't, you know what I mean? They're not a joke. 26, men's heart. Okay, so there will be signs on the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distresses of nations with perplexity and the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear. We've got a mother and son were the strongest prayer people, frankly, that I had met in a long time. This COVID-19 came, They're afraid to leave their house because they haven't been back. But they were telling us, and I thought they were really people of faith, right? They haven't been back. I don't know if they've still barred in on their house or not. You can't be a person of faith, and then when things bad happen, right, not stand on that faith. You got to have that rock of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So, I don't know how much longer I'll teach, but I'll teach a little bit. I'll go a little bit over tonight. Anyway, the Spirit's working with me strong.
No,
so
be like me.
There you go. We'll just preach till 8 or 9 o'clock, right? No, no. Okay, so men's hearts failing them for fear. There's, like I said, strongest prayer people I've seen in a long time, right? COVID-19 hit, well, you know, they're gone. They haven't been back. So that was all a show. Right? They were not, and the English word would be authentic, right? Their faith was not authentic, right? It was fake. And this is, you know, this gets a little bit difficult for all of us. This is why the enemy works so hard on our patience. So we sort of lose our cool, right? And we do things we shouldn't, say things we shouldn't, and we lose patience. That's what he wants. He wants us to walk away from God and to trust in him and this world. So men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory. So Ezekiel's full of that Son of Man. Who is the Son of Man? So who is the Son of Man? Coming on a cloud. Who are we talking about? And you feel free to Google that. Son of Man is a bunch, especially in Ezekiel. But a lot of it comes up in the Old Testament. Son of Man is Jesus Christ. And they shall see that Son of Man. So he's talking about here him, his returning. Right? Well, honestly, I don't know what we're missing waiting on him to come. I don't think we're honestly waiting on anything, are we? We're pretty much ready.
Yeah.
It could happen about any time, any moment. So this is why we need to be walking strong. And I'm telling you, if you help a little old lady across the street, you're going to get a beat down from the enemy. If you help anybody, like I said, you're going to be hated, right? How many people are going to hate you for Jesus' name? That's everybody. If you're kind, you're the enemy. The enemy does not like you helping other people. I help people all, and I got to tell you, I was the most selfish, self-centered, right, horrible man before I came to Christ. I mean, I'm still rough, but man, I'm telling you, I've come a long ways in my walk with God. But actually, I have empathy now. I had no empathy before. I did not care about you or your problems. And that's the problem with a lot of people today, even in our churches, you know, like we were talking about the mother and daughter, right? It was all outward faith, right? When bad things happen, they're empty. They got nothing. And see, this is a sort of a trial on our faith. We all experience. We don't like it, but it's also how we grow. You know, so we have to be patient, and that's what he's talking about up here. 19, in your patience, possess ye your souls. You have to have patience. Bad things are going to happen. I got fired for something that I did in March. I got fired 2 weeks ago. kind of crazy, huh? He was supposed to let me go in March. So I put my trust in God, not in this world, not in money, not in being unemployed. I'm not panicked. I'm still trusting in God to provide for me, same as you have to provide. You have a provider, the same as I do. When that rubber, I'm a truck driver by trade, when that rubber meets the road, that's where your faith will matter. That rubber hits the road. It's the same thing as saying you'll find out that God is all you need when God is all you have, right? That's what, like, the rubber meets the road. It's kind of a saying in America. So, you know what I mean? It's just something where that's what you have. You have faith, and everything belongs to God. He wants me to do another business, right? I'm starting an online business. That's okay. I don't need to drive. You going to keep me driving? I was rebelling against that for a long time, right? So I accepted it. God, we have to remain where God calls us. So are you working abroad? You have to, right? You have to stay where God called you. But if you could be free, right, it's better to be free. But you let God lead you, not you, not what you want. Because God knows every hair of your head, right? Verse 18, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. I don't have many hairs left. So, but what he means is God knows your days, when your life will be over. He knows your future. He knows where I'm going to go to work next, right? Well, what I'll get paid, where it will be. Maybe it'll be working at home. I don't know what he'll have me to do, but he does. So I just have to put faith and trust that he's leading me. I don't do very well with me leading me. I'm not very successful at leading myself. I know how to run out of business. I know how to go broke, right? I know how to go bankrupt. There's certain things I absolutely know how to do. I know how to get involved with a bad relationship. I'm very good at that, right? So I'm retired from all that. What that means is, you know, when you're old and you retire, I'm retired from leading me. I'm not doing that no more. No more me leading me. That's what you have to do. If you're leading yourself, you need to let that go. God has to lead you, not your family. Your kids, what? Your family going to betray you if you put Christ first? Luke 21, read it for yourself. That's not my word. Well, I think we'll end off for tonight because I'll preach another 30 minutes. We'll pick back up here in Luke 21, 28. I think that's a good place to end off for tonight with Jesus coming back on the cloud. I can't do a better ending with that. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for this message and for all your comforting words and wisdom and knowledge and insight into how we should be walking and why we should be walking with you, Father, what we should be doing, what we should be saying. Should we witness people? And, Father, this is important instructions all of our people, your people, need to know. Right now with this pandemic, Father, we need to be telling people not to be fearful of a disease that's hidden. You know, diabetes is a silent killer, Father. There are a lot of things out here in this world that will kill us. Heart disease, hypertension. Father, as your word says, throughout your word, not to fear. Do not fear. Do not be afraid of what mankind will do to you. Father, help us to trust in you and not be afraid of the armies surrounding us that hate us, that want us destroyed. Father, as your word has shown us many times, you deliver your servants. Help us always to be mindful that we are a servant of your Son in his name, Jesus, Father. Always help us to be mindful that we are not masters, Father, that we let you lead our lives so that when bad times come, Father, you can lead us out of those difficult times. And Father, just continue to bless this little church in our worldwide outreach where we're going, Father, not only with gifts to the Indian nation, which is very poor here in America, Father, but around the world where this Bible, this word, is illegal. It's forbidden, Father. We thank you for allowing us to reach into these small, dangerous places around the world with your truth, to give these people hope, Father. That hope is in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, that hope that can give them that faith that they need to stand up and stand strong and to trust in you, to be healed from these diseases and various troubles in their life, Father, that you would lead them as you led all your people, not only throughout God's word, through your word, Father, but all through history, the billions of people through history, Father, that you've helped and led and guided, Father. And Father, just help us with this little church to grow and to keep strong. And we pray for our country here, America, but in all countries, Father, wherever this message will go, to stand up. Now is the time with all of these lockdowns and these, you got to stay home and an invisible virus that could kill us all. Father, we need to have that faith right now that, yes, diseases and will kill. But, Father, we need to trust in you and not the God of this world, that old devil, Satan, Father. So, Father, just continue to bless your servant with your spirit and just continue to bless this little church. And we ask this to be done in Jesus, your Son's name. Amen. All right, God bless you all. I only set up church for 90 minutes. Anyway, we got 2 minutes left. So, thank you all for listening, and feel free to share this on your Facebook. And, you know, we're in Luke chapter 21. So, actually, I had 28, I had another 10 verses, but it'd take me about 30 minutes or maybe more to get it done. All right, so God bless you, and I'll try to be back in here on Sunday. Until then, God be with you and keep you in the palm of his hand. All right, God bless everyone.
You know.
Oh, yes. I about forgot, for those of you on YouTube, I have to duck down here. And you can go to our church website at lhtm.org, and you can make donations with tithing. We receive tithes through PayPal. So you can, if you want to donate to our little church, you can do it. You can do that through PayPal. So, but anyway, I wanted to let you know about that. I promise I was going to do that in the beginning. I thought that in the first. So that's lhtm.org. That's Lincoln Henry Thomas, lhtm.org. Okay. Okay, for real, God bless you all. Have a great day, great morning, great night. Okay, bye-bye.
You know, this message tonight, he's taken from Luke 21. Here's an important message for this day and time. It was important enough that that same message is recorded in three different places, word for word. That chapter recorded three different places, word for word. In Luke 21, that's where he preached it from. He could also preach that same thing from Matthew 24. He could have preached that same thing from Mark 13.
Mark's a little shorter, but yeah.
All three of them. It's got that same chapter, letting us know how important it is for us to change our life. And with the time we've got left, all this living day better get it changed. Anything can happen at any moment. We don't know the day, the hour, the month, or the year. Only God knows that. But he has told us that it's close. It's even at hand, and he's told us that we have to be ready. And to be ready, you've got to be walking in obedience. And all you have to be is just be disobedient with one word. That's all.
Just like Moses, he's supposed to speak to the rock, and he's struggling with the staff. When water come out, I didn't think it was that big a deal. I missed it, actually.
Yeah.
Small.
Most people do. They missed that key. God told him to speak to the rock. He struck it with a stick. He got the water. But what else did he get?
No promised land.
He didn't get to go into the promised land. He wandered off in the mountains and died. Nobody really knows what happened to Moses. Now, we do know he went to heaven.
God took him.
Because he was seen on the Mount of Figuration.
That's true.
So we do know that he did make it to heaven. But he didn't go into the promised land.
Right, he didn't.
All because of his disobedience to that one thing.
You don't think much.
That's like people today. He and I were talking about it earlier. People today talking about you don't have to go to church.
That preacher told me, I thought you wanted the gospel church. He said, baptism is just symbolic. You don't need it. Yeah, I told that.
And see, it's not symbolic.
Oh.
And if you don't go to church, you're walking in disobedience. Because he tells you in the Word, he says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. He said, don't quit going to church. Because what's he coming back after? I ain't talking about his second coming. When he comes all the way to this earth. He's coming before that. Because he's coming for his church. And he ain't even coming all the way to earth for that. He's going to come on the clouds and call us out of this world, but we're going to meet him in there, those that are ready. And those that ain't ready, we'll find out. They can wind up in that lake of fire. Because you see, there's been some much misteaching of the word.
All right, God bless. I'm going to end
church.
Off here.
There's been so much misteaching.
God bless y'all.
See?